The rest of the story. Johnny was a woodsman. He was an American frontiersman, a great white hunter among the Indians in the early 19th century. Through his eyes, we see remarkable visions. Today, it's very difficult to imagine what the vast western plains were like in Johnny's time. Not only their vastness, but their noisiness all day and all night long. Johnny would later describe, quote, wolves howling and buffalo bulls roaring, just like the long-continued roll of 100 drums. Thousands upon thousands of buffaloes, the roaring of these animals resembles the grunting of hogs, he said, with a rolling sound from the throat. Buffaloes from all over the prairies, and many of them swimming. The roaring can be heard for miles. Yet the most revealing portrait is that of the cavalier attitude with which men laid waste to the wilderness in those days. Apparently only once did Johnny himself feel remorse over the senseless destruction. He watched as fantastic numbers of buffalo were slaughtered daily, and wondered as the tongues only were brought in and the flesh of the fine animals was left to beasts and birds of prey or to rot on the spots where they fell. But anyway, this is the rest of the story. Despite that solitary, momentary intrusion of conscience, Johnny continued thereafter to hunt buffalo with a vengeance, apparently for the sheer joy of killing. Not only buffalo, but squirrels and rabbits, raccoons, snakes. If it moved, Johnny shot it. Or worse, as the time he tried to drown a hapless possum, failing in that, bludgeoned it to death with an axe. He once said that he wished he had 8 pairs of hands and another body with which to kill animals. And what Johnny liked to kill more than anything were birds, all kinds of birds. He considered the day wasted, during which he did not gun down at least 100 of them. He hardly appeared such a butcher. In fact, an acquaintance once called him one of the handsomest men I ever saw. In person, he was tall, slender, blue eyes with an eagle's brightness. His teeth were white and even, his hair a beautiful chestnut color, very glossy and curly. His bearing was courteous and refined, simple and unassuming. And yet this same handsome fellow was utterly delighted with the sport of blowing the brains out of alligators or killing dozens of pelicans in a single day, and then later recounting how, quote, the dead, the dying, and the wounded fell from the trees upon the water, while those unscathed flew screaming through the air in terror and dismay. If he could, he would have killed 100, he later boasted, in writing. The great white hunter, the man who incredibly posthumously inspired this nation's oldest and largest conservation organization. His behavior would be excused generations later on the basis of his considerable contribution to the world of art. Yet nobody can deny the gleeful attitude with which the artist dispatched his models. You may have envisioned a man who devoted his whole life to wildlife conservation. Wildlife prevention was more like it. Since grammar school, you've admired the bird paintings of Johnny John James Audubon. Only now you know the rest of the story.